I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. One of the things that I know to be true is that when we seek after God's will, it is not always easy. But one thing that God has proven over and over to me is this one huge deal, that God's providence refers to how He controls the spinning wheel of history behind the scenes. You know what? God is always in charge, and God can do as God chooses to do. The question is, will we trust Him with that? Do we trust Him to do what only He can do? You know, one way that God achieves His sovereignty is by His providence. The providence of God is the miraculous, and it is the mysterious way in which God intersects and interconnects things in order to bring about His sovereignty. God's sovereignty is what He wants to happen. God's providence is where He sets things up and connects them so that His sovereignty does happen. Where we often misunderstand things are in the area of providence. This is because without a full understanding, without a full awareness of where things are headed, we might wonder about the providential choices of God along the way. But it reminds me of a t-shirt I saw years ago, and on the front it said, "There's only one God," and on the back it said, "And you're not Him." There are times when God will allow or even cause things to happen that seem to be in contradiction with what He wants, but for God to achieve His ultimate sovereign purposes, He will at times providentially allow things to take place that are outside of His preferences. And this is because He is indeed sovereign. God will allow things He does not prefer in order to accomplish His ultimate plan. I believe that. God will often only leave behind fingerprints that only show up when dusted. My friend, to find God's will might require you to have great and massive faith, to recognize and have a self-awareness that we are not God, that He is, that He and His ways are so much higher than ours. So today in our time of meditation, I want you to join me in this time of prayer. Lord, we recognize and understand that You and You alone are God, that we are not, but we are simply subjects that are here that You have bought and paid for through the blood of Christ, Your Son, and we desire to follow Your sovereignty and follow Your will. And so, Lord, we surrender all that to You today, knowing that all that You bring to us is for our good and Your glory. And we trust You in that sovereignty today. Lord, let our will be laid down and surrendered to Yours in the name of Jesus, our Lord. So let's take a couple of breaths, my friend. With every breath, You're literally setting aside the pace of this life and the sin-filled desires of this world, and stepping into a room where the providence and sovereignty and the beauty and glory of God exists. And so let's take another breath to build that separation. Now let every tense muscle fall at ease. Let your facial muscles just fall at ease. Your shoulders slump, your hands in your lap, and you found a place of quietude and solitude. And I invite you to take a few moments now just to hear from the Lord. Let the sovereign God of all creation lead you into the direction and the will that He has for your life. And the faster and the more freely we lay down our will to submit to His, the faster we'll be on the path of finding and staying in the center of God's will for our life. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, thanks so much for joining me on this third day of God's will and how we chase after it. I look forward to being back with you again tomorrow for day four. So, Laura, take us away and let us know what to look forward to. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.